You're listening to the JTD Show.
You should really get a medal for that.
Ooh, look, it's so shiny.
JTD in the morning, 100.3, The Peak.
May 25th of 2017 is a major anniversary. And I listen, Six, I know that you may have a spouse and your wedding anniversary is a big day to you.
But you have a spouse who's sitting right here, so tread lightly.
I do have a spouse. And our anniversary is sacred. I just don't know if it's as sacred as May 25th of every single year. Do you know why? Allow me to tell you.
Oh, Donnie says he knows.
Because he saw my Facebook post. Back in 1977, the original Star Wars, which would later be known as Episode 4, opened in theaters. In just a smattering of a few cities.
You flaming narcissist. I had my Dirty Dancing torn apart last night to shreds. And now you're making it about Star Wars right now.
32 really? Theaters to be exact. 70 millimeter film. And you had to go to a big city to see it. So while it opened in theaters on May 25th of 77, Little Tony.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah, dear. Let's hear more about Little Tony.
No, let's not.
I came to work this morning just waiting to hear more. Oh,
six-year-old Tony didn't get to see it till August of 1977.
Struggle is real.
In a dumpy little Air Force Base theater where we had to stand outside for 3 hours to go see it.
God, I hope ABC remakes it.
Today is the 40th anniversary of Star Wars. And I think you know what that means.
I don't. Tony, I dealt with enough horrible music last night during that Dirty Dancing remake. I'm going to ask you to turn this off and do the right thing.
Get your hands in the air.
I'm not putting my hands in the air.
And wave them like you just don't care.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
40!
Oh, wow.
40! You're turning 40!
Maybe that movie last night wasn't
40! You're turning 40.
Wow.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. I'm getting old.
Yeah, that's the least of your problems.
Empire is still the best. I love all the rest. Even episode one.
Why not just say, I love the rest? You didn't have to add all the rest. You could have just put the rest and it would have... See, you're not exactly the lyricist you think you are.
Everybody's a critic,
that's right.
Is that it to the song?
I don't think so, Donnie. He always has to have a big finish. No, he is.
The best movie ever made.
Wow.
Okay, you lost me.
Girl, that's all
I'm out. That's all I got. There we go. Happy 40th anniversary, Star Wars.
Oh, yes.
May 25th of 1977. Jackie was only 6 months old.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, I was six.
It's a great one.
May, I was three.
Toys!
Oh, no, you said you were done!
I had them all! Even out the underoos, Darth Vader underoos. And in honor of today, I have posted a photo of six-year-old Tony in his Darth Vader underoos.
Oh, well.
Try not to gawk.
Run, and take a look. Where did you put that masterpiece?
That's on the JTD blog page.
Of course it is.
Happy 40th anniversary to Star Wars.
I hope it can handle the traffic. People everywhere stopping down their day.
I am worn out.
Tony in some underoos.
Still iconic. I think I'm going to watch them all today.
I really don't have time for your iconic movie.
So that's now eight movies, by the way, because now Disney has added not only episode 7, but then you got to watch Rogue One between
It'll Never Die.
Episodes 3 and 4.
Your iconic movie was respected and preserved. Good for you.
Favorite Star Wars movie? Go.
Mine's Return of the Jedi. You know that. Because the Ewoks.
You don't even know. Right. How many of you seen? You've only seen episode 7, correct?
Somebody who loves you. I love it.
Oh, really?
I love Return of the Jedi. It's such a good love story. Mm. Oh, it's such a good chick flick.
No. Listen, you can't sway me today. It's anniversary day.
There's teddy bears and there's a love story.
They're not teddy bears. They're Ewoks.
I don't need anymore. There's so teddy cute. Bears and there's a love story.
You are the Jar Jar Binks of my universe right now.
JTT in the morning, 100.3, The Peak.
I'm exhausted. Farming is tough.
Yes, it is for real farmers. You're up early, you're out there late tending to your crops.
Yeah.
It is tough. You've heard my dad talk about his life on the farm.
I have. I think that's what inspired me to become a farmer.
Not a farmer.
Yeah, right.
I'm a fruit farmer is what I am.
What did you do?
Donnie Chase, I brought a bag. If you look behind you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go grab the bag. Right. Now, be careful. It's a little bit heavy for your.
That's his bountiful harvest.
With skinny arms.
This is what you got for the season?
No. Gosh, that's just maybe 1/10 of the crop. Donnie, I had
How big is the tree? How long have you had it going? I've always wondered how long it takes.
Donnie,
I thought it took years for a tree to bear fruit.
Dig into Tony's plums.
I'm getting used to
getting
some
there,
of
girl.
Your plums.
Yes.
Look, I got four little. These are the teeny tiniest little plums I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I said.
They're naturally organic. Well, there is no chemical.
Did you pull them too soon?
No. Well, okay, so that is the first crop of plums. And yeah, there some of them haven't ripened just yet in that bag, but I have to take plums off to allow the other plums room to grow and get bigger. So that is just the first batch.
The few
Donnie
plums
Chase.
Had to sacrifice for the mini, Donnie.
I guess.
There's
oh my gosh.
There's probably about 50 plums
there's
in there.
There's a lot of plums in there, but they're little, so you're going to have to eat 10 to get the size.
And be like, okay, here's one plum down.
You know what? Everybody's a critic. But those are organically grown. There are no chemicals used in the growing of those plums.
Nothing makes Tony more proud than his fruit harvest. So you've got, what do you have back there? Plums?
I got okay, so I have plums, and I have a nectarine tree, mm-hmm. I have strawberries, and I have half of a peach tree.
It collapsed.
While we were on vacation, I had so many peaches on the peach tree that the peach tree snapped in half.
Tony didn't bring any of his peaches today.
No,
they've
no.
been injured.
Yeah, there'll be no peaches for
bruised
for the crew.
Bruised peaches are terrible.
Yeah. Last thing you want is a bruised peach.
Jackie, did you eat any of these?
I did, actually. They're very good. They taste really good. I was so surprised. I had to because he was so excited and he brought it over to me and he washed it and everything. And so I thought, well, all right, I got to try it. And surprisingly, it tasted wonderful.
And you've enjoyed some of my strawberries before in the past?
Yeah, your strawberries, they're tiny. They're little tiny.
What's that? Are you like a miniature fruit farmer? I'm going to wash this and eat it right now. I'm pouring some of my water.
Oh, there. Okay. I want to see what you think of it. Right.
First of all. Mm-hmm. Size doesn't matter.
No, it does. Don't let anyone tell you that. That's not true.
That right? is what organic fruit looks like.
That's you not do. True.
Sometimes it gets to full, you know, whatever size.
That is not what organic fruit looks like. Donnie is taking a bite. Just eat it like a grape.
Well, no,
you honestly careful. Could, but there could be a seed in
there. There's a seed in there.
Well, it tastes just, you know. It
does it taste like a plum?
We'll see.
What's the problem?
I don't know. He's really digging in.
Well, what you doing?
He's not. No, he's really evaluating. Yeah. You asked him a question. You're going to get the answer.
Uh-huh. It's plummy.
Okay.
The thing about plums is I like to get them real ripe because then they're sweet and I have to eat when I eat a plum, I usually do it over the sink.
That is why. Like sweet plums. I like sour.
Them like this?
I like sour plums.
A little
plums.
Tang to them.
Mm. Yeah, it's got a little tang to
that
it.
That is why they're in the paper bag. They will ripen quicker in the paper bag.
Well, I didn't know that, farmer.
Yeah, so,
you
there you
got to set up your little, like, a fruit stand.
Oh, I
Tony's
should.
Tony's miniature fruit stand. You're going to have to sell it by the bushel or something.
You really are.
You're going to have to big bags.
They're tiny. You're really going to have to get
the both of you are welcome. Just know that if something were to happen, I could sustain us with my plum harvest.
A big bag of Tony's tiny fruit for $1.99. Any takers? Where's that cricket soundtrack?
People were recommending on Facebook. I posted a photo last night. People were like, you should make jelly. I don't know if I have enough to make a full jar. So
would take quite a lot.
Yeah, it'd take a lot.
Take a lot of these.
Yeah, sure.
He really does go out there. And I mean, I think he pays attention to his fruit trees more than he does anybody or anything in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He is out there. Yeah, okay, so yesterday when it was hotter than the surface of the sun. Prime time, hot time, all of a sudden bearing down. And Tony is out there watering and nurturing his tiny fruit tree.
JTD in the morning, 100.3, The Peak.
Let me just give you some of the comments Before we get into the secret word of the morning, Brian says you could swoop down and catch fish with those.
In defense?
No, I'm not done. Katie says, OMG, I can't unsee that.
But Tony, you posted the before of your feet.
Bernadette, I threw up in my mouth a little.
Yeah.
A little.
Then Steve comes in. He's witty. Like somebody else didn't say it before. Those talons must catch some mighty fine salmon. Crystal, OMG.
Okay, so I see you're sensitive about your feet. We found your sensitive button. It's your feet.
It's on my feet because I didn't mind posting a picture because I knew, listen, that was the beginning of the journey. I knew I was getting to the end of the journey with my feet.
Hey, we all knew it was rough.
OMG, we need a trigger warning on this post.
Mm-hmm. There should be something that lets you
know. What did Donnie say? Donnie got in there too, right?
I
blocked him.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. What are you mad at me for?
Because I did not. I'm just like sitting there just scrolling, and then there's your feet on my page. I didn't want to see that. And then somebody else was asking for pictures of feet, and all of a sudden Chuck's. Oh!
I mean, at least Veronica tried to buffer. Those toenails are scary. Much love.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for trying to buffer with
a
much love.
She ended it on a positive. I think that's a nice thing to do. Tony, you don't understand. I'm surprised you don't understand this. And you're relatively new to the pedicure world. You love it. I didn't realize you were live Facebooking your pedicure yesterday. Like, we got it play-by-play. Wow.
Oh, I missed that.
Jolene did say, please tell me those aren't Jackie's feet.
No, they're not. Thank goodness they're not. But people don't like to see pictures of feet. They really don't. I mean, it's one thing if you want to post one after you're done. But, yeah, the before and mid-process might have been over the line. You might have overshared yesterday in your excitement for your pedicure.
I was excited. What can I say? I couldn't wait to share. Well, yeah, maybe I overshared.
You did.
And then I got, later on, there's Ryan and Donnie making their snarky comments.
I wasn't being snarky. I was having a hard time looking at that.
What's wrong with looking at it?
I didn't want to look at it. I don't want to see it.
Did you like the after shot?
I didn't like any of it, and I didn't want the after shot. I didn't want the before. I didn't want the middle. I didn't want any of it.
Donnie has a real feet phobia.
I really don't like it.
It's feet.
I don't like if it was Jackie's foot up there, toenails painted, smooth skin. I don't mind looking at a woman's foot. But I just don't want to see your nasty old foot.
I'm wearing flip-flops today. Are you okay with
I'm wearing flip-flops
Jackie,
today as well. Do you want to come look at them?
Not at all for you, Jackie.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
What's wrong with looking at my feet? I don't know.
People just don't like, there's something about your feet. People don't like to see your feet.
There's one commercial that plays on TV, and it's this Toby Keith looking thing in a hammock. And it must be for some sort of medicine that makes your feet look nice because they zoom in on his big old feet.
Yeah.
I hate that commercial.
There's something about feet against people. Like, I'm surprised you don't know that.
Do you realize that I've worked with you for almost 14 years now?
Yeah,
and
I've
never seen your feet. I've never seen them.
Well,
not once.
That's fine, right?
I don't see your feet. I guess I've never seen your feet.
No, we've never seen his feet.
I don't.
I don't even know if he has 10 toes.
I don't. I have
20. You don't?
I know.
How many toes do you have? I have all the needed toes.
Don't even start with me. I have all the needed toes.
How many pinkies do you have going to the market? Did you say you have 20?
I was joking.
Oh.
I have five on each foot.
Are you sure?
Am I like we?
Just
who
five?
Was it, who
as
had
much
extra,
as he is oversharing,
and Bolin had an extra toe.
You might be undersharing. He's right. I've never seen your feet.
Well, you're not going to see them now. I just don't wear flip flops. I mean, I keep my feet. I keep everything I have covered up. And
are
I
they
feel
busted?
Like, no, my feet aren't busted.
You have hammer toes?
I don't have hammer toes.
Okay, all right.
I have normal shaped toes.
Okay.
I have long, skinny feet.
All right.
I kind of have flat feet.
Okay.
Are they super white? I bet they are.
Oh, yeah. Yay. I think they're probably even whiter than my legs.
Well, you aren't one to be talking because you have some serious flip-flop tan lines on your feet.
I'm proud of those.
See, Tony, I got Tony a pair of flip-flops last year for the first time.
The first time?
I've had flip-flops before in my life.
He never wore them. He's had them. He never wore them. And, he comes in and out of the backyard. And so I thought, you need something that you can take on and off quick.
Absolutely.
So I got him some. And I got him the real nice yoga mat ones.
Oh,
I love them. I didn't think that he would love them as he does. now he owns, what, 3 pairs? Mm. And they're the love of your life. And now he gets pedicures all the time so he can wear his pretty flip-flops.
Well, I think that's very nice. And I'm glad that you're doing that. At least most men won't.